Concussions are hot. With the amount of attention concussions have gotten recently, you'd think they were just discovered in the last decade. Well, perhaps they were. Over the years, the serious long-term effects of even one concussion have become clearer, and there are efforts to try to better detect and prevent concussions.
And it's a progressive disorder. You know, the damage is progressive, so the more concussions one has, the more damage and the more easily they concuss in the future.
That's Dr. Ken Ford, the founder and CEO of the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. That's a nonprofit research institute located here in Pensacola. He's been chosen as one of the judges of the Head Health Challenge 2, a competition sponsored by the National Football League, GE, and Under Armour. They're looking for innovative approaches for identifying and preventing brain injury.
It's an effort to tap the talent from around the world, even from some unexpected places. It's an open innovation effort, and the focus is going to be on trying to mitigate concussion, reduce the impact, reduce the number of concussions, and they'll look at technology, but they'll also look at training and a broad spectrum approach.
There are a wide range of judges in the event that will award up to $10 million to the winning entries. Dr. Ford says each judge brings a unique set of skills.
So they won't ask this group to look at technique in the sense of how one should play football. This group would be the wrong group to ask. This group will help them select among hundreds of proposals from around the world to really try to identify some innovation nuggets that might help with training technique or equipment that would be more robust in the face of these large impacts, or even detection methods, methods that can detect damage early and do it in real time. You know, when I was an athlete, the coach would ask you how many fingers he had in your face, or who was your professor for some course you were taking, right? So they want some people that can raise the flag, the this won't work flag, either from a medical basis or from a scientific basis or a practical basis, or in my case, a technology basis. There'll probably be some vigorous discussion, but we can correct each other's weaknesses as a group.
So why did they ask Dr. Ford to participate?
That was the very first thing I asked them. I said, you know, I'm not a researcher in concussions, nor do I work in a hospital. I'm not quite sure why you're interested in my help. And they said that they thought that they had enough expertise along those lines, everything from people that's all they do is handle concussion, and also people that handle TBI, traumatic brain injury, for the military. They thought what they were missing was a technology person, because they anticipate that many of the proposals will be advocating for a technological approach, either better equipment or some special gadget of some kind or some magical technology that will detect it very early. And I think they would like to have somebody that would understand the technology part as well as the physiology.
And while the main sponsor of the Head Health Challenge is the National Football League, there are many places that are watching the study of concussions with interest, including the military.
Huge implications. There's a lot of commonality between concussion and TBI, and even some forms of dementia that are associated with aging. But for the military, there is a lot of overlap, and there will be a panelist from the military who has this very concern on top of his list. So the IEDs produce a tremendous concussive blast that does significant brain damage to people who are nearby. So it's broader than just the NFL and these very elite athletes.
Dr. Ford also believes that school districts should be keeping an eye on this research for their younger athletes.
They need to be. And if this leads to a usable early detection even on the sidelines perhaps, that this person should not go back into the game and needs medical attention where this other could go back, that's a game changer. Every high school in the country will have to have one of those gadgets.
The competition is already underway. Head Health Challenge 2 is accepting proposals through January 30th. Then there will be a sorting process that will narrow down the number of applicants that will actually appear before the judges.
And then we'll focus on the ones that pass the filter in a second phase to get down to the number that they feel they can afford to fund.
Dr. Ken Ford is the founder and CEO of the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, a not-for-profit research institute here in Pensacola. The first Head Health Challenge had hundreds of entries from over 30 countries. The judges for Head Health Challenge 2 will gather to sort out the best proposals in July 2014. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.